Governor Paula Page is publicly questioning the character of Maine Supreme Court Justice Joseph Jaber. LePage says Jaber went back on a personal promise to retire before the end of his 7-year term if LePage agreed to reappoint him. Mal Leary has our report.
LePage released a letter he sent last week to Jaber and the entire Supreme Court, questioning the judge's honesty and character. LePage says he met with Jaber 2 years ago, and he told him he was not planning to reappoint him to the court. He says Jaber asked he be reappointed so he could maximize his retirement and promised to resign early after he completed 20 years as a judge. LePage says he was reluctant to even meet with Jaber.
I was advised not to talk to him, not to meet with him, just to do the job, just not reappoint him and not make, because there was some reason to believe that he wouldn't live up to his word.
But LePage says he did agree to reappoint Jaber and was floored when Jaber chose not to step down from the court.
His word is no good. He is a sitting justice, and he will continue to sit there unless he leaves on his own, because I've appointed him. But I think it's important that the Maine people know what they have for a Supreme Court justice.
LePage's letter surprised lawmakers, including Portland Democrat Matt Moonen, who serves as House co-chair of the Judiciary Committee, that unanimously recommended Jaber's confirmation last year. He says the panel was never told of any deal between the governor and Jaber.
When this nomination came before our committee, we were under the impression, as we are with all nominations, that this was for a 7-year term and that the nominee intended to serve the 7-year term. So, I never heard anything about it during the process, never heard anything until this moment.
Moonen says the governor's criticism of a sitting justice is a blow aimed at the credibility of the courts in the eyes of the public. House Speaker Sarah Gideon, a Democrat from Freeport, called the release of the letter deeply troubling. In a statement, she said that the judiciary must remain, quote, independent and immune from pressure such as the governor's letter. The chair of the governor's Judicial Selection Committee, Attorney Josh Tardy, says he was aware of the meeting between the governor and Jaber, but that he was not present at it.
His record on judicial appointments speaks for itself, and I think if obviously this is a matter that he finds significant enough so that the press is now involved.
University of Maine Law School professor Dimitri Baum says that while it may be unusual for a governor and a judicial nominee to have some sort of retirement agreement, it is not enforceable as the state constitution provides for a 7-year term. He says he's less bothered by the agreement than he is by the letter sent to Jaber and to all of the sitting justices of the state Supreme Court.
You might have litigants who are at the court who might say, well, I'm not sure about this judge's honesty or integrity. And to a large extent, the judiciary depends on that kind of public confidence.
Baum says the letter could be seen as undercutting public faith in the courts. Through a spokeswoman, both Jaber and Chief Justice Lee Sofley declined comment on the governor's letter. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.